Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, Hannah, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're walking into a skeptical room. We are skeptical of anybody that tells us they can communicate with anything except human beings over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I get that a lot, so I'm used to it.
I think we were burned pretty badly a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
So we might be closed.
Yeah, this is no seance.
Oh, I still believe Little Flower was there.
I am curious when this started, your communication with animals. When did you know?
Well, I've been doing it for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. I started with my own animals. I had an animal communicator, and then she kind of taught me how to do that myself. And then I've just been growing and getting better and better as I go along.
And why? What sent you to your animal communicator first?
I have always been more interested in alternative kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I used a alternative vet. And then my friend had a cat that was, he had cancer and he was kind of going downhill. And so she gave her the number of the animal communicator. And I was actually on the phone with her when she called the animal communicator and, you know, talked to him about what was going on and what he wanted to do and what his next step was. So
I just want to let you know the intelligent questions are done.
Well, I'm just trying to make her feel welcome in the studio.
What language do dogs speak in that you can communicate with dogs?
Usually animals communicate in one of two ways. They either will send like an image, which is how most of them communicate, or they'll send like language, which will be like thoughts will pop into your head. The main trick with that is learning what feels like your thoughts and then what feels like that's not right. You know, so it's kind of what I think of it as is like kind of finding where's Waldo, you know, and eventually you get to where you can look at it and go, oh, there's Waldo, because it doesn't fit with the rest of the stuff that's in there.
So if you're walking through Piedmont Park on a Saturday and you got all these dogs out there, some are playing Frisbee, some are hanging out.
Do you even risk that? Do you even go to a dog park?
There's so many images.
I mean, you must be getting, it's like Dr. Doolittle or whatever. I mean, you must be getting images and thoughts and barks and meows and everything as you're walking through the park.
Usually I can, it's like if somebody knocks on the door and then I have to open the door. So a lot of times animals will like come up to me and kind of look at me like, I know you can talk to me. What's going on? You know, I have something to say. And so then I'll go ahead and hook into that. But I usually try and keep it very quiet in my head because I don't, you know, I don't like a lot of things going on in there except unless I bring it in. So.
And you can communicate back? If they talk to you, you can communicate back to them?
Yes.
How you do that?
It's kind of the same thing. You take an image or a thought in your head and you really focus on it and then you send it out through your heart. You know, you just feel it going out through your heart and that's.
And how do you know they receive your image?
You don't really know, but usually they'll respond in some way.
Has any pet changed their behavior after you've worked with them?
Yes. Yeah. I've had I've had a lot of clients who've had, you know, like really hyper dogs, or I have a person who's a pet sitter, and she'll refer me to some of her clients and then she'll go and be, and you know, take care of the client's dogs, and she'll just be like, oh, they were so much more calm, or, you know, they really have stopped, you know, barking or stuff like that. Because a lot of times the animals will try and communicate with us and tell us what's going on, but they have to do it in some type of physical way, so they'll act out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I am wondering if you planned on coming here on the day when Jeff wasn't here, because I assume that you realized that, if, especially if Jeff was here, you probably would, by this point, have already said that you were full of crap.
Well, I think we're respectfully calling you out right now. Like, I want to know, like, how would we know if you were right or wrong?
A lot of times what'll happen is I'll get images or if somebody's having a particular problem, then I'll be able to pick that out mm-hmm. with their pet, or I'll be able to say things that I wouldn't know normally.
Okay.
You know, like sometimes it'll be if somebody has a bunch of animals, I'll be able to tell, you know, they'll send me like a picture of what they look like or something like that. Mm-hmm. They'll send me about obviously what their problem is, what's going on with that, just that sort of stuff.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, part of me is, well, I mean, because the phone lines are lit. I'm not sure why they're lit. But I, but what I'm saying is if it ends up getting the result people want, mm-hmm. then I'm sure, you know, then who's to say it's not, you know, good for that pet owner?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you don't. Are you single?
Yeah.
You don't tell the dudes you date this on the very first date, do you?
No, I mean, if somebody asks me what I do, that's what I'll say. I'll say I am an animal communicator, but
and you can make a living doing this.
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So people really think that you sit down with their dogs and you can really feel and see what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, the phone line's lit up.
Okay.
Don't be so skeptical until we prove it.
Our nanny is with our dog Pancake right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Aaron, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What would you... Do you just want her to put the phone next to our dog?
No, that's okay. Are you having any particular problems with your dog?
Well, shouldn't you be able to tell me that?
Well, that's kind of what I was picking up, but I wasn't sure. Like, because I was doing a little bit when I was waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of... Because usually when I communicate, it gets kind of quiet. So I wanted to have, you know, just some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. What I was picking up was that there's been, let's see. Has your dog been a little growly lately? Like that's what I was picking up, because when I was talking to him, it was like it's a he, right?
It is.
I was
a
getting
he.
Masculine energy. So mm-hmm.
That might be me. Yeah. I can't deny that.
Oh, right.
He's sitting there after very his heart.
I wear a lot of layers of that. Yes, it's a masculine dog.
Okay.
He just got his stuff a couple of days ago. It was a really pretty exciting day in the house. He's a puppy.
Okay.
Well, don't give her too much information.
Okay. Well, she knew that already. She knew he just got his junk.
I'm sorry. This is awkward.
But I was kind of picking up that he's... been feeling a little, what's the word? Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
It's all right.
He's been feeling a little looked over,
mm-hmm.
you know, like when you guys come in, you don't really pay attention to him and you just kind of walk past him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was picking up. And so he's really acting out just a little bit. And what I was getting is it was a little bit of kind of growliness. And that's what I was picking up, but it wasn't very strong
mm-hmm.
because he definitely feels like a protector of the house. But let's see.
I'm so hoping she doesn't start speaking like that yellow tail.
The Bird Show, Q100.
Holiday time.
I don't know why that happened.
It's the exchange of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Pancake made that happen.
You haven't been too far off. I mean, he sort of takes a backseat to everybody in the house, and he does have a bit of a, like when he gets frustrated, he growls, but it doesn't sound like, he's just a puppy.
It's definitely... Let's see, because I was actually picking up that he was a little older than a puppy. Like, I was actually thinking he was more of, like, kind of middle-aged kind of dog because his energy is very...
Well, he probably weighs the same amount. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's only 4 months old.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Because I was actually picking up that he felt a little bit older than that, because I was thinking he was actually a little bit kind of in the middle stage of his life. So he's... a very grounded dog. Usually with puppies, they're like, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of very bouncy and all that kind of stuff.
Now, I will give you a little credibility there because it's an English bulldog and they just don't know whatever that thing is you just did that, oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, they just
don't
jump
do that.
Around.
So
yeah.
I'm trying. I'm trying to buy in. I'm trying
very
to buy
cool.
in.
Can you do this with like dogs, cats, birds, any animal?
Yeah. Yeah. I mainly do it with horses. I have horses of my own. And the people that I use tell people my information and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So. Cool.
Is it usually behavioral problems? Is that why people come to you?
It can be behavioral problems. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. A lot of times there are also physical problems. I can, you know, kind of hook in and see what's going on with, you know, if there's any type of physical issue or emotional issue, stuff like that.
Jen, are you buying this? So.
I think I would have to see it work on my dog specifically in order to really believe it.
You can channel Jen's dog through Jen, though, without having any kind of line here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know we were going there. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just think about her a lot?
The best thing, honestly, for me is if you just not really start telling me specifics, but if you just kind of start talking about your dog.
Okay.
Like, if you're having any problems or anything like that. The trick is not be too specific, because then, you know, I don't need to get in the way of the messages that I'm getting. I'm just kind of the conduit. For it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to say what kind of comes to me. So
okay. I'm concerned about her getting used to her new environment.
Well, I'm definitely getting that she's very happy. She's very content. Let's see. Yeah, does she stay in your bedroom in like a crate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting that she feels very safe in there, but like the living room area... He's like, I don't know. She's not quite as confident there yet.
That's true. That's dead on, actually.
She'll get better. It's just working with that threshold. You know, working with getting her a little bit closer and a little bit closer and a little bit closer. Do you feed her in the crate?
No.
Okay. That will help. If I think what one might help is if you slowly move the bowl closer to like the door.
Okay.
And then once, and then that'll help her get more confident. Because, the living room, closer to the living room means food.
Okay, that's good. That's really good.
Who do you believe more, Hannah or Nicole Forrester?
Hannah.
Hannah, do you mind?
I had to think for a second. I'm like, who's Nicole Forrester?
Hannah, do you mind my asking?
The Josh Duhamel stripper.
Yeah, when you are channeling or concentrating, rather, I shouldn't say channeling, but when you're concentrating on hearing, you know, the signals, you do something with your hands. Do you mind if I ask what that is?
No, that's fine. It's kinesiology. It's muscle testing. So just to get a little bit more weird.
At least you acknowledge
it. It's okay.
It's all right.
Yes, I know.
We embrace weird on the Bird Show.
Everybody has an energetic flow about them.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when something is right or it's strong, then the energy will be strong. And so when I do this, if it's strong, then my fingers will stay together.
What she's kind of doing is her hands are on her lap and her... I don't know how to describe it, but you're almost like you're flicking.
I'm seeing if I can open my fingers.
So she has her index finger and her thumb kind of in a circle, like an ohm position, and she's using her other hand, her other index finger, kind of to flick, to thump, to see if she can open that circle up or not. So yeah. I just noticed that you were doing that when you were.
Yeah, it just helps
getting
me
the signals.
Helps me know if I'm on the right track.
Okay,
here's Susanna. Good morning, Susanna.
Hello.
Hi. You're on with Hannah. She says that she can communicate with your pets.
Hello. Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a 5-year-old cat named Casper.
Okay.
And I now have a child who's like 14 months old. So I was wondering like how she feels about my son being in the house.
It's a little standoffish. A lot of times cats feel that they should be, you know, the number one in the household. Does the cat sleep with you?
No, she used to, but I, whenever I got pregnant, I got her out of that habit of sleeping with us.
Okay, because I'm definitely getting that she still misses it. Was it, like, close to your head?
Yeah, she would lay, like, right next to my chest.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that she misses that closeness with you. It's almost like you've gotten distant ever since your child was born. Does that sound about right? It's almost like you've distanced yourself so that, you know, the cat, to keep the cat away from the child. Does that make sense? So that he doesn't get too close or, you know, hurt her?
Yes. I mean, I'd love for them to be able to have a better relationship. Mm-hmm. But having a toddler, you know, he kind of scares her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I trust her around him.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Like, when you're saying, let's see, what's the vision that comes to your head?
I was actually getting that it was more of when the child was an infant, that there was a lot of, like, nervous energy. But now it's almost like, the cat's kind of a little, you know, I'm getting the picture of the toddler just kind of running up and trying to grab the cat.
Yes, that's true.
Well, yeah. See, I think a lot of these, I think with Hannah, I think that what, because you're giving, you know, that the sleeping thing, and with Jen, the living room thing. I mean, maybe that's why a lot of people come to her, to you, and I'm looking over at her, mm-hmm. Hannah over here, because there are specific situations she's bringing up. Now, whether, you know, again, skeptic be skeptic, but it's a little further than just the general, you have a child in the house, there's distance. Well, that's any new toddler in a home with pets, but mm-hmm. she gave a specific, you know, she asked specific questions, which, you know, signals she's picking up.
Hey, Wendy?
Yes.
Don't tell us anything about your situation at all, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, Hannah. Tell her what's up.
I mean, that's cool, right? That you'll still pick up something even if she doesn't say anything to you about the animal.
It'll be a little harder if, let's see. Now, do you have a dog?
Yes.
Okay. Like a bigger dog, maybe around 50, 60 pounds?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a male?
No.
No. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Are you having any type of... going to the bathroom in the house?
No.
No?
They're not making it easy for you, are they?
We're not doing anything. No, we're just saying, let's see it.
I'm trying to be quiet because I know that she needs quiet energy.
Is your dog aggressive?
Say that again?
Is your dog dog aggressive, like when you're locking on the leash or something? Will they go after another dog?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Okay, yeah, because I was getting that at first, and then I thought, you know, I'm not sure if it's aggression, and then I was getting a little bit of the other stuff, so I was like,
She picked the dog, the size of the dog, and the problem.
The problem.
Okay, and it's on leash, right?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out. Hold on. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but she is very friendly to every, I mean, she used to be friendly to every dog, and she would flirt with them and put her little hiney in their face, and just, she was wonderful, and now it's very random.
Well, I saw a lot of that at the Big Wicked also.
Now, is it when your dog is on leash that you have the biggest problem?
That she's off leash.
When she's off leash?
When she's on a leash, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if she's on or off the leash.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting, definitely when she's on the leash, and I've seen this with a lot of different dogs, is that there is a little bit of protective kind of stuff going on, because they feel like they really do need to protect you.
It could be, and it's gotten worse since we have another dog. Added another dog to the mix.
Hey, Hannah, we're going to have to run here in a second because Monique's going to be calling us up. You don't want to anger Monique.
Have you seen the trailers for Precious? You don't want to anger Monique.
You do not want to. I appreciate you coming in. I wish we had some more time.
Yeah. Hannah, thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
I think it's really cool. Yeah.
And if somebody
I'm impressed with the living room thing. Would you know that?
And if somebody needs a pet communicator, how would they contact you?
You can call me. My number is 404 855-550-0314. And I, you know, run my own business, so I can pretty much talk to anybody whenever.
What do you charge for something like that?
An hour is, I use a sliding scale, so I let people, I do the honor system, so it's between 30 and 60 for an hour, and then they're able to pick out where they fall financially on that scale.
Okay. That's cool. Going to cost you between awesome. 30 and 60 bucks. I'm a skeptic. I'll be honest. I'm totally skeptical. Melissa, you can have a private reading if you like. Wendy, you can have a private reading if you like.
I think it's fascinating that she got you guys Jen's have dog dogs, right. too.
I'm just trying to make Hannah feel welcome.
I
want to
see about my cat.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.